Check out spurcase.lu.
It is 6 p.m.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. With temperatures nearing 40 degrees Celsius, the OGBL is calling for binding protections on construction sites, wider use of weather-related compensation, and automatic earlier start times during red heat alerts. Police interventions linked to domestic violence rose by 10% in 2025, while the number of perpetrators removed from their homes increased by 16%, according to figures presented by Equality Minister Yuriko Bakas today. Greens MEP Tilly Metz, speaking with RTL, said the ongoing heatwave and record-breaking temperatures in Luxembourg were further evidence that the climate crisis is not a distant threat, but an urgent reality. Extreme weather events, she noted, are now more frequent and more severe across Europe. The Zitter Clinic has been forced to close today due to a technical issue, meaning patients cannot access the emergency department. The Robert Schumann Hospital Group said patients in central Luxembourg could attend the emergency departments at the CHL or the Kirchberg premises instead. In other news, a woman who was jogging in the forest near Waldfeiler near the Luxembourg border early this morning was threatened by a man who was holding two knives. She was able to run away unharmed without him giving chase, and the police were able to track him down and arrest him. The United Nations has today demanded independent investigations into the at least 52 deaths in US immigration and customs enforcement custody since last year and swift action to prevent more people from dying. International search and rescue teams from at least 17 countries are being scrambled to Venezuela to help look for survivors of the devastating twin earthquakes, the United Nations said today, as the death toll rose to at least 164, while 971 people have been injured. In sports, championship leader Kimi Antonelli topped the times ahead of his Mercedes teammate George Russell in today's opening free practice for the Austrian Grand Prix. The 19-year-old currently leads the championship by 41 points ahead of seven-time champion Lewis Hamilton of Ferrari. England captain Ben Stokes stepped up his impressive return from international exile with a treble strike that took him to 250 test wickets as England fought back in the final test of the series. New Zealand have been dismissed for 438 and England are currently 153 for one in reply. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, there is a red weather warning in place for heat until Sunday morning, and Meteorlux have just put in place a yellow warning for storms from around about now. With heavy rain and strong winds forecast, it has definitely darkened outside the RTL towers, although it is still around 38 degrees, and this should drop to a low of 23 overnight.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today traffic info.
Things have certainly calmed down a lot on Luxembourgish roads in the last half hour, looking at a 15-minute delay on the A6 between Bredel and the Belgian border, 9 to 10 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre, and the same story, 9 to 10 minutes on the A3 heading towards Dillange. One speed check that might still be in effect, that's in Hesperange on the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrifiée, 1940 to 1945. I'm not going to say those bits in French. And as for everything else, as always, it is today.rtl.lu. /mobility, isn't that right, John?
It is.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
It's somber now with potential on 93.3 FM. After this, my pick of the week, a Luxembourgish artist with so much potential herself.
There'll be someone new for you, baby.
minutes past six on RTL Today Radio. You are listening to Drive currently with silly old me, Tom Enos. And it really does look like it's suddenly darkening out there after days and days and days of blazing sunshine. Anyway, this is my pick of the week for New Noise next week. You can catch that show on Monday night between 9 and 10 p.m. This is AIM, a Luxembourgish musician with a track called Kerosene. Emma is actually just a lovely person in real life and playing all over the place in the Grand Duchy, always playing somewhere. Here we go. After that, The Strokes. Why not?
I'm a 90s. Got nowhere near where I needed to go. Soak up my tears. My vision's clear.